FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Newsmaker segment here today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 7:25, 12 degrees, wind chill of -2, 2 below on this Friday morning. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Amanda Cunningham and Bev Long in to talk about fundraising efforts for Family Promise of the Flint Hills. Amanda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Bev, hello.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us here, ladies, this morning. Amanda, let's talk about kind of what's cooking here for Family Promise of the Flint Hills, and really the way it sounds, why some notable fundraising efforts are picking up steam.
Yeah, well, we are about a little over a year into developing the program, and of course, we were trying to roll it out right as COVID hit, and so we went ahead and moved forward, changed our strategies a little bit, hired an excellent executive director, and had a really good year of providing some key services for community members. Our current executive director has decided to take a different role and do something that's better for her and her family, and so we are taking a hard look as a board at what those services are that we provide and how to keep moving forward. And what's come up in our heads is we've had lots of community support through grants and foundations, and that's really helped with the programming, but we really need some help with operations to be able to keep doing the services that we've been doing.
All right, Bev, let's kind of define Family Promise and its mission, if you could.
Oh, you bet. So really, the mission is to help families with young children who may be finding themselves in a situation of homelessness. We've kicked off some prevention dollars as well. So if a family finds themselves about to become homeless but are able to stay if someone helps them with a month's rent, that's a goal as well. But our main goal is to keep families together in safe and stable environment, in housing. And so our goal is to keep our families safe and help them through a transitional time or a challenging time where they may need additional supports and resources to help them get back into shelter, back into stable housing. Maybe it's finding a new job. Maybe they had a disruption in their employment. Maybe they need additional education to find better employment. And so those are things that we can help through case management, through temporary housing, and help them to be stable and provide that stability for the children. We all know what adverse childhood experiences can do for children, and we're trying to make that less for the children so that they can be more successful in school and keep the families together.
There's been, the way it sounds too, Bev, it's been a year of transition and really adjustment too over the last year, and making sure that the service models work here for the community. And it sounds like, if memory serves me correctly from recent conversations, that what's in place really has filled the needs and met the niche that you're trying to hit.
Yes, it has. Our board and our executive director has really stepped up, I think, and gone with the curve that the world has thrown us. When we faced COVID, it was like we can't have that congregate setting of folks meeting in churches and eating in churches and spending the night in churches, which is what the basic model is about for Family Promise. But so we went to the hotel model. That was a good a good option for a while, and then we found a fourplex, and that has really worked well. Now, with that being said, both the hotel and the fourplex model, they can be a little pricey. And so that's the reason why we really need to step it up and keep our programming going. So fundraising is important.
Again, we're joined right now by Amanda Cunningham and Bev Long of Family Promise of the Flint Hills. So, Amanda, it sounds like, you know, you're talking about the new direction, or maybe some changes in the ultimate direction later on here once you have a new director in place. But what are you looking for in a new director?
Well, you know, obviously somebody has a lot of passion to serve others and really wants to see this program be successful and be willing to, Bev referenced those curveballs, you know, really be willing to go with the flow and adjust as needed with that flexibility. I mean, despite all those things that we had to adjust and do, we still were able to serve, lots of families through prevention and shelter, you know, 119 people, 32 families, in just a little over a year. And that, you know, that's people that otherwise may have not had any supports. And so just, again, looking for somebody to has that passion to help and move the program forward.
Yeah, that was my next question. What kind of numbers were you looking at this past year? And those are significant numbers. So a lot of people that were in need were helped by Family Promise greatly. Fundraising efforts, Amanda, what is coming up? Anything specific as far as any fundraising activities?
Yeah, we currently have, you can see it on Facebook and probably pick up at many churches. We currently have our 240 Club where, you know, people can pledge to donate $20 a month. We also have some sponsorships out there where we can really look at what it takes to have somebody in the shelter for a day, for a week, for a month. So to serve somebody for a month and have that shelter over their head, we're talking about $9,000. And for a day, it's $400. When we look at the roof and the food and the staffing and everything that goes into making sure those individuals get the care that they need. And so just a variety of ways that people can donate. And of course, any amount. And there's other ways to donate, too, whether it's time. We're always looking for volunteers. You know, we need people right now who maybe could write grants, maybe could help man our phone. A lot of times when we have families in shelter and they get to go secure their long-term housing, we need help moving them into their house. We need board members. We'd love to have a more robust board, and several people on our board have been on for many, many years, and so it's time to kind of get new ideas and people in the board as well. And so those are all kinds of different ways that people can contribute their, you know, time, talents, and monetary donations.
All right. Well, Bev, in case people would like more information, if they'd like to really fill any of these roles for Family Promise of the Flint Hills going forward, how do they reach out?
You can call the Family Promise phone number. Let me find that here. Amanda, do you have that off the top of your head? Is it 620-20? Go ahead.
208-7774.
7774. But you can also send a check or donation to P.O. Box 1336. And, you know, if someone wanted to reach out also through our website, Family Promise of the Flint Hills, that's an opportunity to do that as well. There's a donate button right on our website, and people can go on there and do a donation. If you have a special talent or a skill or a passion for this mission or ministry, reach out to any of us on the board or through the website. We'd be glad to talk to you.
Family Promise of the Flint Hills doing outstanding work. Amanda, Bev, thank you so much for all you're doing, and thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Amanda Cunningham and Bev Long. Family Promise of the Flint Hills here this morning on our Newsmaker segment.
All right, if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segment next week, right now the only date that we have available is Friday, March 3rd.
And so that is booked.
And that is booked now. Okay. Well, we will direct you now to March 6th, and that week is wide open. So
and I think that one's booked.
See? Even I can't keep up.
There we go. Yeah, well, I'm a little late getting getting some things on the live and local calendar, but
how about 8:20 Monday?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, we'll direct you to the Newsmaker 2 slots because those are open here next week, but the 720s are full. And don't forget, next week begins the United Way of the Flint Hills, United by Community Strength, KVUE live morning drive auction from 6:30 to 9. That's all next week. Tomorrow, Monday's Newsmaker guest, KRARC Chief Operating Officer Amanda Drescher. We're discussing the return of eligibility reviews for residents using Medicaid or CHIP insurance programs and steps residents can take in case they are no longer eligible for these insurance options.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by our good friends at the Olpe Chicken House. Featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering, the Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. 735, 12 degrees, a wind chill of 2 below. We'll check the weather next.
Capital Federal will always be here for you, so you can be you. For the-